I think one of the lacks that we have in so much of the Western culture that came to us from Europe is body teaching, teaching through movement. I think that's actually why sports are as important as they are, is because it's actually a body experience instead of just on the blackboard writing something out.
Well, and you're calling after my heart here. I just co-authored a book with an Aleut leader from Alaska called Stop Talking, Indigenous Ways of Teaching and Learning and Difficult Dialogues in Higher Education. And one of the main purposes behind that book is to try and midwife some traditional Indigenous ways of teaching into our educational systems at whatever level. And they are in much agreement with you that the traditional learning is embodied learning. They didn't have books. They didn't have computers. They didn't have, you know, so it's oral-based, but it's also profoundly kinesthetic, as you say. And the Western research, of course, is starting to catch up to show that people who are engaging the full human being, physical, spiritual, mental, emotional, and so forth, in their teaching have more lasting learning.
Well, sure. It anchors it. Oftentimes when I get ready to teach folk dance, which I do a fair amount of, I have to put the music on so my body can tell my head what I'm supposed to be doing.
Sure.
It's interesting the chain of events that take part in that.